The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. What a joy it is to have you join us today, and we hope our program is a blessing to you. You know, we want to be a blessing to you, and we pray that our program would speak to your heart, that God would speak to your heart as we open His Word and consider what He says to us today. We're continuing in Psalm 119. We began this passage of Scripture last week, and I'm not sure if we'll get it done today or not. We'll kind of see how it goes. That's Psalm 119, starting at verse 97. Now, if you have a Bible, I'd encourage you to go and find it and open the Scripture as we consider His Word today. I also want to encourage you to go take a look at our website at considerhisword.org. There are a number of things you'll find there, resources, and you can go back and hear the first part of this message if you click on the link that says Radio Programs. You can also write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We would love to hear from you and where you're hearing this broadcast today. That's important to us. If you'd like to tuck in a gift, that would be a blessing to us too, and we appreciate that. So let's get to Psalm 119. Now, I want to read this passage again. I'm going to start at verse 97 and read down through verse 104. The psalmist said, "Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Though through thy commandments hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way." Now, last week we talked about falling in love with the Word of God. The psalmist said, "Oh, how I love thy law. It's my meditation all the day." When he says my meditation, it means he thinks about it. Perhaps had read the Scripture. You know, I will read the Scripture every morning. I hardly ever miss, although it happens. But I read the Scripture nearly every morning, and during the day I try to pull up things that I had read and pull up things that I studied and think about those things and wonder about those things. That's the meditation, is thinking about it. So, you know, it's important that we learn to love the Word of God. I think it's also important that we just learn the Bible. You know, here he was saying that I have more understanding than my teachers. He said, I know more, I understand more than the ancients. He's talking about how he has studied the Word of God, that he knows the Word of God. How well do you know the Word of God? I asked some of these questions last week. Could you tell me in the Bible where that speaks about Moses? Could you tell me where the law is found, where I might find the Ten Commandments? Could you tell me where the Bible speaks about Gideon? What about Samuel? What about Moses? What about the prophets? Could you take me to where Jesus is and what the Bible says about Jesus? Could you tell me where the Bible talks about the church? And an easy one, could you tell me about the last days? Yeah, Revelation, the end of the book. How well do you know your Bible? And it's so important that we not only learn to love it, but also that we just learn it. Now, it takes work. It takes studying. You can't put a pillow or a Bible under your pillow and somehow expect to learn it overnight. It doesn't work that way. You've got to get into the Word of God and study it. Study Jesus, how he lived, how he treated people, how he responded to people. In Matthew 11:29, Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest under your souls." He said, learn of me. If we're going to be a follower of Jesus, we've got to learn about him and learn him. And so we learn the scripture by studying it. We learn the scripture by hearing it. You know, whether it might be in Bible studies, on radio broadcasts like this, and so many others. I'm so thankful for the broadcasters I heard as I was growing in Christ, and I would listen to them. And in fact, they encouraged me as I listened to them to do this broadcast today. I don't have a broadcast. I don't reach the whole nation. But I believe that God is using me to reach people and to teach the Word of God. And so we learn it by hearing it. Hearing like these messages, hearing the preaching. I hope that you go to a church that when the preacher preaches, he also teaches. Now, I've seen some that didn't. They just got up and rant and raved and encouraged and blessed, but they weren't teachers. And especially through personal Bible study. You should have your own Bible study, maybe a word study. You know, one year, several years ago, I read the book of Proverbs every month. And I would go through and find different words. For example, I began at one point, I would find everywhere that the word fool was used. And I marked it. I had a highlighter or a pen, and I would mark it. Or everywhere that it talked about the wise or many others. And I had my own personal Bible study. And I still study the scripture on my own and have those Bible studies. So we learn it by studying it. We learn it by hearing it. We learn it by memorizing it. Yeah, memorizing the scripture. And you know, you'll find your own verses to memorize just by reading the Word of God. You'll be reading something that happened to me the other day. I was reading a passage of scripture and I came across a verse and I thought, oh, I want to remember that. And I wrote it down and I'm memorizing it. I don't quite have it all down just yet, but I'm getting there. And as you read the Word of God, you're going to find verses to memorize. Maybe you have a memory verse in your Sunday school class or have a memory verse in your small group study, whatever it is. Or maybe verses from Wednesday night Bible studies. In our Bible studies on Wednesday night, I give a memory verse, and it's fun to see who memorizes them first. And sometimes we have a gift for those that'll memorize it first. You know, I saw something interesting the other day, and maybe you've seen this. There was a guy, it was on YouTube, and there was a guy who, I don't know where he got the money, but I wish I could do this. But he would just walk up to somebody and he says, "Here, I'll give you $20 if you can give me a verse of scripture." And so many would say, "No, can't." Or they'd say, "No, thank you." Or they would just ignore him. How many could not even say one verse? Now, many did. He'd find somebody. And of course, John 3:16, that was a popular one. And it's interesting to see the verses that they know. I'd love to do that, to go down maybe to the grocery store and stand out front and say, "Here's $20 if you can quote me a verse of the Bible." Oh, boy, I would be so embarrassed if one of our church members, including myself, couldn't quote one verse for this guy or have one verse. If you were challenged that way, right now, think of a memory verse, something that you've memorized, and memorize more. You know, there are programs out there for Bible memory. You can find them. But what I suggest is as you read the Word of God, and as God speaks to you and things jump out to you, mark them down and memorize them. I think we also learn the Word of God by experiencing it. Let me show you what I mean. Psalm 119:71, the psalmist said, "It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes." He learned by the affliction. We learn sometimes by going through trials. James 1:2 said, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Let patience have its perfect work, that ye may be entire, lacking nothing." We learn the Word of God sometimes by experiencing the Word of God. It might be chastisement. It may be by answered prayer, to see that God does answered prayer. Or by experiencing the blessing of God, that as you come across a portion of Scripture, that you learn the Word of God by experiencing it. And then the last thing, it's important that we live it. In verses 101 here, in 102, he says, "I refrain my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word." To keep thy word means to do it. We have to be separated from the world. We have a mindset. Believers should think different, should be different. Again, James said that we should be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving our own selves. You know, probably the greatest criticism of Christians that we hear is people who aren't living what they say they are. Well, they'll say they're Christians, but they don't love like they're Christians. They'll say that they're believers, but they never go to church. They'll say that they're believers, but they have no light to shine. You know, sometimes sad to say, but sometimes, you know, they're hypocrites right straight out. I think probably in your own families where it's seen the most. You know, that criticism that we have, sometimes it's just and sometimes it's unjust. Sometimes they'll bring up Christians, "Well, what about this or what about that?" just to try to win an argument. Look, believers, Christians are not perfect. We would do the best if we could just live out the Word of God to be like Jesus. By being lights to the world, Jesus said in Matthew 5:16, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." You know how you let your light shine? By doing good works. By letting people see when you get in your car with your Bible in your hand as you go to church. Your neighbors will see that. By how you treat people, by how you give. How generous are you when you see someone in need? Again, learning to be like Jesus. Now, when that light shines, and when we do those good works, I want you to notice that it glorifies God, not self. It glorifies God. And glorify, he said, your Father which is in heaven. We do these things for God's glory, not to be hypocrites, not to go around saying, "Look at me, I can do this, and look at me, I do that." No, you just do it in a humble way and let God be glorified by it. Well, it's so important that we fall in love with the Word of God. "Oh, how I love thy law. It's my meditation all the day." That we get in and learn the Word of God. Study it deeply. You don't have to go to seminary. You don't have to learn all the languages, Greek and Hebrew and Aramaic and all of those things. Just get in the Word of God and study it. Find a way to study the Scripture. And it's important that we live the Word of God. Do what it says. Our time is gone. Thanks for listening. God bless you. Consider His word. His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His word.
The preceding program was listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.